Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Belgian boss Roberto Martinez says Kevin De Bruyne does not require surgery after fracturing his nose and eye socket, and is optimistic the midfielder will join their squad next week ahead of Euro 2020. De Bruyne suffered the facial fractures in a challenge with Chelsea defender Antonio Rudiger in Manchester City's Champions League final defeat on Saturday. Despite the encouraging prognosis, Martinez is unsure whether De Bruyne will return to fitness in time for Belgium's opening group game against Russia on June 12th. He said it's going to be a period that we need to monitor, and we need to take a lot of extra tests to see where his condition is. We're going to be very cautious. When I spoke with Kevin, he looks quite positive and feels well. Moving on, and Barcelona will sign Spain centre-back Eric Garcia on a five-year deal when his Manchester City contract expires next month. The La Liga club have included a buyout clause of €400 million in the 20-year-old's contract. Garcia's youth career began at Barcelona before he moved to Manchester City in 2017. On Monday, Barcelona agreed a two-year deal with City striker Sergio Aguero, whose contract expires on June 30th. Garcia, who joined Barcelona's academy in 2008, made 12 appearances for Pep Guardiola's Premier League champions in 2020-21, but he started just three games in their title-winning campaign. And finally, Pep Guardiola is ready to lose two of his Premier League winning players as Manchester City look to push ahead of Manchester United and Chelsea in the race for Harry Kane. Kane told Tottenham just a couple of weeks ago that he wants to stay in the Premier League. That left City, United and Chelsea as his most likely destinations. Whilst the England captain has been urged not to join City, Guardiola's side are favourites to sign him, and the striker even named Kevin De Bruyne as his dream teammate. Well, according to reports, Raheem Sterling and Gabriel Jesus could both be used as part of a deal to entice Daniel Levy to bring down his huge asking price for Kane. Whilst any deal to sell Kane would offer a huge cash boost for Spurs, replacing him would not come cheap, and clubs would know they have money to burn, so bringing in players as part of a swap deal might be the best option. That's all for now. We'll have more later.